Fallout Equestria Heroes by No One. Chapter 9. Ain't No Rest for the Wicked. There are always and only bad people, but some of them are on opposite sides.
I hate baths!
I growled as my head surfaced from the frothy broth. Flair just smiled from across the room at me, so I splashed him. It wasn't the most mature thing to do, but seeing his green and yellow mane dripping over his eyes made me grin. So whatever. Wiping his wet mane out of his eyes, he smirked at me. How old are you again?
Shut up!
I said, lowering my head back into the water.
This is your fault!
Dipping my muzzle into the water, I had nothing to do but blow bubbles as some mare scrubbed my back with a brush. Normally, that'd be a more exciting prospect, but being drugged and forced to bathe put me in a bad mood. At least Serenity wasn't here to mock me too.
She is done!
Photo finish intoned half-heartedly behind me. Blushing, I shook off my hair and had intended to use the newly renewed feeling in my legs to climb out of the wooden tub. What actually happened was I tried to climb out, lacked the capabilities with only 3 legs, and slipped. My body slammed into the edge of the tub, shaking it before it ever so slowly tipped over, spilling me and a wave of reddish-brown water onto the floor. Groaning, I opened my eyes to see Photo Finish lifting a hoof up dramatically as bathwater dripped off it.
You have gotten my floor wet!
She pushed her sunglasses down to give me a good long look at her stern eyes.
It is dirty now.
You took my leg!
I groaned and rolled over to my feet, doing my best not to fall over. A tough task, everything considered. I turned my head away from the smug gang leader. After they'd drugged me and dumped me in water, they'd levitated me into some back room. And let me just say that floating in a rickety container without muscle control was not frightening at all.
Yes, yes, but you look marvelous, darling.
With a flash of magic and a sharp pain where my metal leg should have been, I was suddenly staring at myself. I had to admit that, without the blood and grime, my mane looked much better, if a bit too long for my liking, and my coat seemed to positively shine. Had it always been so light? I guess it must have, but damn did I look good. Or I would have, if not for the metal plate screwed to my torso with various sockets and gears to attach a leg to.
Well?
Photo Finish added, peeking her head around the full-length mirror.
Maybe not marvelous, but close. Yes, very close.
Rolling my eyes, I took a quick hop back.
My leg, please.
With a single sharp step, a pony zipped up beside me, levitating my leg.
Excellent.
I turned my head to it. Wait, was it...
Okay,
Before I could comment on what they'd done to my leg, it was shoved into the socket. Pain flared through my body, blinding me and dropping me to my knees. It almost felt as if I had been bucked by Tor again, only this time, when the pain faded, it stayed away. Seething through clenched teeth, I stood shakily back to my feet as Photo Finish chuckled daintily beside me.
Does it hurt?
Yes!
I growled, shaking my metal leg and stomping quickly. It always felt weird when it was reattached, as if it had too much feeling and burning in multiple spots, but it went away eventually. Just another benefit of losing your leg in an unfortunate stupidity accident.
No.
I growled, looking down at my mechanical leg.
Why did you paint my leg purple?
Flair laughed so hard he crashed into a nearby wall. My ears burned, but I stood my ground. It was my fucking leg, and they went and purpled it when I was being drugged and bathed. And no part of that sentence is right in any way. Seriously, I was a cybernetic killing machine, not a doll.
To make it beautiful, dear.
It was supposed to be beautiful. It was a device I used to smash ponies' skulls in.
I hated these ponies so much, and I knew it was only going to get worse.
Photo finished, quickly clopped her hoofs together and trotted through the nearest door, to get away from my murky bathwater, no doubt, and beckoned me to follow. I knew I was in trouble. Through the slightly dingy and dim halls of the backstage of the Finnish HQ, we were quickly led into, you may have guessed it, a dressing room.
No fucking way!
I skidded to a stop at the entrance. The sight of all those... dresses made me sick to my stomach. I was against dresses as a rule, and that rule was never wear anything I looked ugly in.
You will!
Photo finishes, glasses shone eerily with light.
And you will like it!
She walked right up to me and poked me in the chest.
You owe me! You will do this!
We matched glass for a second, but I broke first. I'd already agreed to the job, and that meant I had to go through with it, for good or ill. By the way, my stomach was twisting. Ill was the most likely.
Fine.
It did not take them long to get me all dolled up. The dress they put me in was not the usual finisher dress.
I guess it was more of a uniform.
But a white dress that flowed over my tail and onto the ground behind me. The lacy trimming was all a deep shade of red, with small ruby gems embroidered into the fabric. Around my neck was a simple tight copper necklace with a jeweled pendant. When I looked into the mirror, despite the fact it looked a bit tight, and my leg looked weird in it, I did look... well, good. I've lost all my mercenary cred. Photo finish stalked around me.
It is missing something.
Like taste.
Huh.
She poked and prodded and lifted before turning to face me.
Aha! Aye, photo finish has got it!
With a quick flurry of magic, her pink sunglasses were suddenly on my face. Now I'd heard of wearing rose-tinted glasses, but this was ridiculous. The constant pink tint made me feel like I was in some false fairy tale.
Perfect! It is needed, so they know you are with the finishes!
I thought it looked nicer without the glasses.
Now for the other!
Other? Every pony in the room turned to Flair, who until then had been grinning along like a mad pony. Like a scene from a pink dream, the ponies tackled him, tearing off his red jumpsuit. In less than a minute, it was no longer Flair standing before me, but a pretty blue mare in a frilly dress and a deathly scowl on her face. His dress seemed skimpier and was a deep green with frilly light green ruffles barely covering his rump. Yeah, it was kind of cute.
It's not that bad.
It took all of my self-control not to burst into laughter. Turnabout was so sweet.
You look... pretty!
He just glared at me from behind his own pair of shades as a scarf was tied around his neck. Under his dress, I could see his wings struggling to move until photo finish bopped him on the nose.
Shesh! This was your idea!
I will admit that a stupid grin was plastered on my face, but damn it, it was hilarious. If only Serenity was there to laugh at him with me. Except then she'd see me in a dress. Yeah, Scratch said. I'd just tell her the abridged story later.
I cannot have unpretty things go in my photo finishes place.
The door swung open and in strolled a red mare.
Are we almost done? What the fuck?
Screenshot's eyes were wide as she stared at me and Flair in our pretty dresses. The finisher's second in command just shook her head and face hoofed.
Photo finish, I... enough, Screenshot!
Photo finish trotted up haughtily to the red mare with a sly grin.
I, photo finish, will not allow my name to be used by those who are not beautiful. I know your standards are low, Screenshot, but do try to remember why we exist, yeah?
With that, photo finish and her entourage vanished through the door, leaving me, Flair, and a slightly bitter Screenshot.
Maybe you should remember.
She said, and I got a feeling in my gut it wasn't something I wasn't supposed to hear.